I know it shouldn't matter, but I think they look good.
Yeah, they look a lot more premium than the chrome ones did.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the channel. Today's episode, pretty exciting. Acura has brought out their new TZ lineup. So first time in 2 years, we've gotten a lineup replacement, which is something that's great that they're not every 5 months coming out with something new and just to basically
get
the water stale.
No, for sure. I mean, we haven't had a whole lot of new product releases in the terms of shafts kind of here in the last few months. So, you know, I feel like Acura picked a pretty good time to roll this out. I feel like we've just been talking about putters for the last year, rightfully so. It's pretty cool. We're, you know, it's a build off of the TZ line, which is Acura's most successful woods line that they offer. Obviously, you have the GX series that's been doing really well for the past year. The new Shogun series, which has been kind of that upper premium, you know, top level shaft. So let's talk a little bit about the new TZ green and the TZ red.
Yeah. So for those of you that are familiar with Acura, you probably know these shafts as TZ5 and TZ6.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be why they kind of changed the color code, which I kind of like. I like that almost all golf companies have went into a color code system. So obviously we've got TZ red here in front of us, red low launch. It's actually the stiffest shaft Acura makes. And then we've got green, which is going to be more that mid launch profile. So, the amount of weights that these come in, so like just in the driver, you can start at 50 grams all the way up to 70 grams. And then in the green, you can start at 52 grams all the way up to 75 grams. So pretty wide array of weights there.
Do they offer extra stiff in the 50 gram range in either one?
The red 5, which is extra stiff, is 57 grams. And then the green does not have a... Take that back. Green does have one. It's 56 grams.
And then for on the other side of the spectrum, for fairway woods, is there 80 grams in either one?
It's 79 grams in the red, 78 grams in the green.
Yeah, so essentially when you see a 7, it's on the higher end of the bracket.
Yeah, because that's what's unique about like the Acura lineup is instead of just taking a driver shaft and plugging it in, they actually have a dedicated shaft for the fairway metals.
Yeah.
So, which is pretty unique.
I kind of came into this, especially before I hit it. I didn't read up. I don't know anything about these shafts. We were kind of told by our guys over at Acura to not like, yes, there's similarities, but like not treat them differently than the previous TZ line. So kind of before we did this podcast, I wanted to not really look too much into it and kind of let the data speak for itself. Cause I'm always in the market for trying something new, trying something better. And, you know, going off of from what I knew about the previous line, they didn't really work for me. I did have a TZ 5 and a 3 wood, at one point, which was nice. All I can say is I think I know it shouldn't matter, but I think from a, cosmetic standpoint, I think they look good.
Yeah, they look a lot more premium than the chrome ones did.
Yeah, yeah. I just, I'm not a big fan of chrome in general. That's why the X100s that I play are blacked out. I think the matte black kind of with the colors kind of popping on the green and red, I think that's a nice touch, which, you know, for a performance standpoint doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I think it does need to have some shelf appeal.
Well, I think the other part, too, is they started this with the Acura GX line. It's that dye match. So traditionally speaking, if you were to go with like a Ventus, right,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a 7X, like if you're going with a 7X, the driver, the fairway, no matter it's 3-5, so it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
But with the dye match, what that allows them to do is, like, let's say you go with a TZ red driver shaft in 60. You can go with a red fairway, a red hybrid, and even a red driving iron, and they're all going to CPM out to the same. So it'll be a constant flex, like all the way through. There won't be any differences in how it feels or how it loads.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that makes sense. Because I was wondering if now, since they moved into the color standpoint, they're going to blend it off of their other lines within the GX series, Shogun series. because most companies use the color red for high launch, right? Acura uses the color red for everything.
Yeah, so GX, yeah. Shogun, and now TZ, is red all, is low.
Is low. So way to make it easy for us to remember. But before we look at the data, I feel like there's still a lot of golfers out there, yeah, even our listeners, that don't know what Acura is.
Yeah, so True Temper, which is dynamic gold, yeah. And then you have Project X, which used to be Brunswick Precision.
Brunswick, yeah.
Yeah, so they're all the same umbrella. Acura is the division that's kind of based more in the – they're all premium, so don't get me wrong when I say this, but they are more in line with experimenting with more premium materials. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a – the guys at Acura get to have more of a field day. Because it's their time to kind of experiment with new materials. Mm-hmm. And if it works, great. I mean, obviously, what they had 13 wins last year, and obviously mm-hmm. Wyndham Clark won the U.S. Open with a TZ.
They had quite a – there's quite a few tour players that had the TZs in the bag.
And what's kind of crazy –
that you wouldn't know about.
We were talking about it the other day. I didn't realize how many players on the DP World Tour play the Acura steel shafts mm-hmm. And how many wood shafts they have in play over there.
Yeah.
So I think it's just more or less – in the American market, now that it's starting to get more recognition on tour, people mm-hmm. are starting to see it. They're more comfortable with the name.
Yeah. I mean, it goes into the fact that, like, I never knew what Acura was. I'll be honest, there's a lot of shaft companies that are sold at places like Club Champion, True Spec, that, like, when you see in their bags, it's like, yeah, that, yeah.
It's someone, proprietary.
Yeah, yeah, someone just wanted to spend $600 on something that no one plays, right? And then, like, that's the way I always thought about it until, like, you know, there's been more shops like us that have had access to it, right? Because, like, the only way you'd be able to get Acura shafts through a PFC dealer.
Yep.
Now, obviously, like, there are companies out there that are carrying specific models.
Yeah, TaylorMade.
Yeah, TaylorMade. Offers
the Tour Z series.
Good way for the consumer that wouldn't have access. Now, technically, everybody now has access to these shafts, especially if they buy a club through our website. You can get your hands on this Acura TZ. So you don't necessarily, like, it's not as closed off as what it seemed to me. And I feel like that's also why I would still say Acura is a underrated shaft.
Yeah.
Just because still so many people do not have, wouldn't have access to it unless they kind of sought it out. Does that make sense?
From a pricing perspective too, and like our pricing, since we do MAP,
yeah,
they're the same price as everybody else. So yeah. It's not like you are going to pay $50, $60, $70 more just to try one of these shafts. It is the same price as pretty much every shaft.
Yeah, so in the like market. Obviously the number one shaft out there right now is the Ventus series. Yep. You know, Ventus Black, Ventus Blue, Ventus Red, the VeloCore. This is a direct competitor with those. Right. If you're interested in those, you should give these Acura Tour Zs. And I got to remember to keep saying Tour Z, not TZ. Yeah. A shot against it. But, you know, I think I just wanted to kind of throw that in there because it's easy for us to assume everybody knows about it.
Well, too, like the driving iron market, you know, is starting to catch popularity again. And Acura's. You know, our number one driving iron shaft was the Tour Z, you know, or TZ.
Yeah, the 105.
And now they have two distinct profiles. Like when they went for R&D and like making the shaft, it is only meant for driving irons. No. Not it's with most companies, they just tell you to put a 90 gram hybrid shaft in there. I mean,
it also doesn't have to be a driving iron. It's a great shaft to put in the long irons,
mm-hmm.
right? Too. We've had a few builds to where that 4 iron, 5 iron. Changing up the shaft compared to the iron set, just because we got to start treating each iron almost like you would treat your driver in fairway wood. Each club needs to start doing a certain thing,
yeah.
right? And don't be afraid to
experiment
with that. Let's look at the numbers. How's that sound? I will say, I think I don't know why. Before I was hitting them, in my mind, I thought the green was the low launch and the red was the high launch. So I was kind of surprised by the data, but obviously it makes sense now considering the type of shafts that I play. Is this the driver? This is the driver. So they're doing the driver first. I hit both shafts with a QI 35 LS 8-degree head. Just set on standard. These are standard length, 45 and a half inches, which technically is about a 3/4 of an inch long than what I'm playing right now. I think they both felt great. It was 100% noticeable that the red I was able to time way better than the green. The green, now my dispersion was relatively good with both, but the Acra, the Torzy green, for some reason it's like I really had to kind of, I had to find my groove swing to swing to kind of get a feel for the shaft. So if we look at average ball speed was 168 with the Acra TZ 12 launch, 2200 spin. I mean, technically speaking, in a fitting, we're not going to get mad at either one, are we?
No.
Right? We look at the red, you know, 169 ball speed, 13 launch, pretty much same exact spin. I mean, the only thing that I will say is funny is the red went higher than the green, which obviously they're both low spin shafts.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily like, oh, that's just an anomaly, right? Because the number one number to look at if we're seeing something in a shaft that should be different, that's different from what the profile is supposed to do, is if my dynamic loft changed. My dynamic loft with both shafts were around 16 degrees with the head. So it's like, it's not like I was
loading it.
Correct. So, I mean, right out of the gate, I want to see the ball go right. I'm going to take the shaft that I can easily hit a cut and not sacrifice spin while doing so. I mean, that's the red all day.
Yep. I mean, 7 yard total distance and carry obviously being the more important number, it's 8 yards of carry further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and I peppered the center of the face, which I might have to give that TaylorMade driver a go, because these numbers are longer than what's currently in my bag at the moment. So I'm really stoked with how the red felt. I'm going to give it, I think that's a shaft that I'm going to give it a go in my bag and see how it does maybe over the next few rounds. But at first, I don't know why. I just feel like I was going to gravitate towards the green, but now it makes sense because I played the Ventus black for forever. Feels like, now we got the fairway wood. This is where, honestly, if there's a need in my bag right now, it's 3-wood. I've played quite a few tournament rounds, and I think over the course of my past few tournaments, I've hit more balls into the penalty area, like going forward on par fives with a 3-wood than I ever have. I'm not comfortable with my 3-wood setup, so like I'm 100% like fully invested on figuring out the right head, right shaft. So this is the core model QI35 with both the green and the red and 75X. I mean, the numbers go without saying right here, right? I mean, ball speed with the red way faster. I mean, technically they both carried the same, just got there two different ways. Which funny enough, the green here kind of did what it's supposed to do. It's made to launch a little bit higher, right? It's just, I think with the red, I hit it more solid, so I generated a little bit more functional spin. So that's why my carry was a little bit further compared to the green. But does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty consistent across the board.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually, even though it shows it's a little bit left, I'm pretty happy with how the red, I was able to turn it over because I've been hitting a wipey fade with my 3-wood, which would explain some of these penalty shots I've suffered from. But I think honestly I'm pretty stoked on the red series and how it felt in both the driver and 3-wood. I would say I think the red felt like the red, it was like I swung in the 3-wood and I didn't have to change anything. It's like I could just put my stock
plug
swing
and play.
Yeah, it felt great. I think with driver there was a little bit of a learning curve because I'm playing the Victory Force right now, so there's a big difference in feel compared to those two. You don't happen to have the club data, do you? No, yeah, that's fine. We don't need it. I just wanted to show kind of like the strike location because honestly, you could see where it'll be hard for them to see on the video, but the deviation is very, very small. Which that's what we look for. And like, I wanted to treat this like a consumer to where don't know anything about the shaft, go and hit it, see where the numbers fall. Now, if I go strictly off of feel, yeah, I'll be, yeah, the red felt way better for me compared to the green. So, no, I'm nothing but great things to see. Obviously, we have to see what our consumers coming in for fittings, clients see how they feel about it. We have the full matrix. I mean, we have every shaft, every weight.
Yep.
We're not holding back with these here, with this series
here. All the way down to 9 wood.
Are these technically out yet?
To us, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they officially launched. I mean, maybe they launched them early since Wyndham Clark needed a shaft after his fiasco. But
did he use a Torzee to break Oakmont's lockers?
No, but he did for the T-Mobile sign.
That is true. That is true.
So I'm kind of excited because, like, the 9-wood market right now is obviously insane.
Yeah.
And shaft-wise, Project X, they brought out the handcrafted yellow, and I've put a few of the ADTXs in already.
Awesome.
But in the red, they have a 100-gram M5 that's kind of, like, perfect for a 9-wood at that length.
If you played a shorter length, yeah.
So I'm excited to see how that does. And then we just got all the new Titleist gear. So the new T250 utility driving iron, we're going to be putting the both driving iron shafts in it as well. So
also that red and like a mini driver, like a 13 degree mini driver,
just be a piss missile. That'd be great.
Yeah. Anything else we need to say?
No. Really excited. It's kind of like we're going all in on these by making sure that we do have them all. I think if you were to come in the shop and try these, you'd be pleasantly surprised that if you stay off, the train and try them all.
Yeah.
You'd be shocked what ended up in your bag.
Cool. Well, definitely come in, try them. If you can't come see us to get fit for it, buy it on our website.
We'll build it and ship it.
Yep. You know, it's going to be a fun summer.
Yeah. Next week, all the new Titleist gear. Yeah. So we will catch you guys on the next episode. So if you want to hear about all the new Titleist product, be sure to click that subscribe button, turn on push bell notifications, and we will see you on the next episode.